The gospel for December 21st is Luke 1:39-45, The Visitation. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, here we see two women that are so full of the Holy Spirit that they are brought into profound communion and joy. And this is in great contrast to our sinful tendency. Think first about Mary. She has received the announcement that she will give birth to the son of King David, and that his son will be powerful. Having received that news, you would think that she would just think about herself and her future and how to protect herself. But Mary listened to the entire message of the angel, and she understood that Mary herself was called to go and serve Elizabeth. You would think, in human terms, that leaving Nazareth at that time would be imprudent, because coming back from her journey, she would be noticeably pregnant. But Mary does not enter those considerations. She is just attentive to the Spirit, and she's moved promptly in haste to go and give of herself, to serve. In doing so, in encountering Elizabeth, her own vocation is confirmed, and she hears the words of Elizabeth saying, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord will come to me?" Well, Elizabeth is recognizing that Mary is the mother of God. And this is truly amazing, because Elizabeth, like every other woman in Israel, was expecting the coming of the Messiah. And guess what is the greatest honor for a Jewish woman? To be the mother of the Messiah. And Elizabeth was of a higher social standing than Mary. She was the wife of a recognized priest at the Temple of Jerusalem. Mary was a little girl from a little town, unknown. And so Elizabeth could have been filled with thoughts of grandeur, thinking that John, who was born in extraordinary, who was conceived in extraordinary circumstances, would be the Messiah himself. But no, Elizabeth is completely humble and open to the Spirit. And when her baby leaps with joy, she's able to recognize that. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It gives us the ability to recognize the movements of God. And so Elizabeth recognizes that the reason for this leaping of joy is the presence of Mary, who in turn is also pregnant with Jesus. So all this is coming from Jesus. Jesus is touching St. John. St. John moves and leaps with joy, touches his mother right from the womb. Mary is filled with the Holy Spirit since conception. So now everybody's filled with the Holy Spirit in that encounter, the four of them, the two mothers and their two babies in the womb. Now, Mary was conceived immaculate, already from conception, filled with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist is filled with the Holy Spirit in the womb. And so Elizabeth, the mother, is also. This gospel today is inviting us to be open to the Holy Spirit and is telling us that this is the path to real joy and to real communion that overcomes all the envies, all the competitions, all the suspicions. So we pray for this grace for us as well.